maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you until after 7 p.m. on Monday night. Let's take a look at your weather. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low of 26 degrees. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 50. On Wednesday, it's cooling down, sunny with a high of 35. Thursday, partly sunny with a high of 38. On Friday, we do have a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a high of 40. On Saturday, chance of snow continues, mostly sunny, a high of 36. Here is Europe, the final countdown on Max FM.
Max FM.
Can you picture this?
Dream if you can, courtyard.
little cynical, but I know no matter what the waitress brings, I should drink it and always be full. Yeah, I will drink it and always be full.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
For you, with or without. simply irresistible.
And more.
Right on!
Are you gonna hear what I want when I want?
99.7 Max FM.
Awake at night. Are you the answer?
to the top. The shaky drove his Cadillac. He went cruising down the bill. The prison was a standing on the radiator grill. Shall we come back again? Rock and fun, rock and fun. Shall we come back again? Rock and fun, rock and fun.
By order of the prophet, burn that boogie sound. Degenerate.
Some of hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you on Monday night. All right, we are going to talk about that Bristol race. My phone has been blowing up since Sunday. I've had people asking questions about this. So what did I think of that race? It was a fantastic race. There was 54 lead changes in that race. That is the most lead changes in a short track race in NASCAR history. Why was that? Well, the tires were wearing out and people were having to slow down. Other people would get by them and tires would blow out, causing a few cautions. And so, yeah, it was a very interesting race. Now, this reminded me of old school Bristol back in the day where you had to treat your car and just be nice to it. Well, these guys overdrove those tires and guess what? They wore out. Now, there's a lot of discussion of why that happened. In the past, NASCAR has used a compound called P1 to put that onto the track, give a little bit more grip. They chose not to do that because they had the wet weather package ready for those cars just in case of rain. Well, P1 gets very slippery in the rain, so guess what? You're not going to race when that's on there. So they decided to put something else on the track, and that seemed to kind of wear the tires out a little bit. So you got maybe 50 to 60 laps on those tires, depending on how you were driving. And so they did run out of tires. Almost Goodyear brought another set over to everyone. So fantastic racing. I hope NASCAR really doesn't change a whole lot, maybe give them a little bit more wear. Now, here's the thing. Goodyear does not know why this happened. They're still checking into this because they were going through a lot of tires yesterday. But you know what? I like it. It made the drivers kind of take care of their equipment, and it gave some very good racing. You did not know who's going to win. Now, ironically, the veteran drivers were in the first three places. We had Denny Hamlin win that race yesterday. Martin Truex was second. So, loved it. I hope to see it continue. I hope hope they don't change a thing, but I know they probably will. Coming up, we will have a look at weather news by Whitney Houston on Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event. This isn't a TV show. No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at elusiveescaperooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells, Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Longtime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, low upper 20s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, warmer and breezy, highs to the low 50s. Sunny but cooler Wednesday, high low 30s with snow on the way Thursday. Accumulations, a possibility. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 34 right now. 99.7.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave. I'm going to head on out. I'll be back on Tuesday night. Coming up after 8 o'clock will be Tony Lorino on Throwback Nation Radio. Our 50-minute music hour continues with Toto on Max FM.
It's great. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Gonna celebrate. Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure? It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right, baby. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right.
Out of this. Her diary sits
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Ladies and gents, turn up your sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB. Getaway Blues from the refugee camp.
Maria, Maria, she remind me of a West Side Story. Growing up in Spanish Harlem, she living a life just like a movie star.
Ways to make